101.5 News Time, 304. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
All right, they've got you coming and going on Route 1 this afternoon. First problem is a water main break on the southbound side of Route 1 in North Brunswick between Jersey Avenue and Adams Lane. Just two lanes are slowly getting by. There's also road work in Edison on Route 1. It's going to be on the northbound side between Woodbridge Avenue and Plainfield Avenue. It's the right lane that's blocked. That's a down light pole from a crash from earlier. 287 in Bridgewater. It's a northbound crash in the left lane near exit 17, right by 202 and 6. A car spun out. 280 East coming down to Mount Pleasant Avenue West Orange. A crash has been cleared. Parkway and Turnpike traffic so far not doing too badly. Route 9 in Lakewood a bit slow. And Route 70 in Lakewood westbound traffic from the Parkway to New Hampshire Avenue. An accident clear from the upper level. George Washington Bridge is still out there with road work, though, on the lower level. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Christine Astolfo, New Jersey traffic south. We're looking at delays on Route 130, the northbound side between Windsor Road and Hankins Road in East Windsor. It's closed right now, all northbound lanes, and that's because of a truck fire that's being tended to. Also, the northbound side at 295 moving into Scotch Road, exit 73. There's construction in the right lane. It's going to be there until further notice. Also, the Burlington-Bristol Bridge right now because of a lift bridge opening. That bridge is closed down temporarily. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up your furnace or boiler and give you a no-breakdown guarantee for the entire winter season, or your repair is free. 1-800-GUARANTEED or book online at GuaranteedService.com, and you'll be comfy and cozy all winter long, guaranteed. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 287 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 306.
Jersey Radio.
I'm so excited to talk to you tonight.
New Jersey 101.5.
Meet Brooke. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 308. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It looks like we'll get a lull in the driving rain this evening, but we're now approaching the period of strongest wind here in New Jersey as the center of Zeta's remnant low passes just to our south. 40-mile-an-hour gusts will blow around your garbage can and Halloween decorations this evening. It'll still be damp tonight, and then one more push of steady rain expected tomorrow morning between about 4 a.m. and noon. Coastal flooding also a potential issue on the backside of this storm, with minor to localized moderate flooding during tomorrow's high tide cycle, especially in the morning. Temperatures tomorrow chilly, stuck in the 40s all day, and by Saturday morning we face a widespread frost or freeze away from the immediate coast. Temperatures fall into the 30s, but we'll do better for your Halloween afternoon. High temperatures near 50 with mostly sunny skies. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Trenton 52 degrees, East Orange 49, Tinton Falls 57. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey